Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. The NFL, NHL, Major League Baseball, NBA, and NCAA. Your home for live sports is AM 950 and 95.7 FM. The sports leader, ESPN Rochester.
Welcome back to the Sports Bar, Danger and Battaglia on AM 950 and 95.7 FM, ESPN Rochester.
He's one of the names you know from the glory days of the Buffalo Bills, and he's back into town tonight when the Rochester Red Wings take on the Syracuse Sky Chiefs out at Frontier Field. Scott Norwood will be signing autographs prior to the game. Scott, Gene Battaglia and Mike Danger with you. Thanks for your time today. Tell us, Scott, what have you been up to recently?
Well, that's a big open-end question there, Gene. Recently, I'm not sure what time frame, but basically since I left Buffalo, kicking up there, I'm married, three children, things going great there. I've been danced around a couple different careers, insurance, real estate, here recently, commercial. Commercial landscaping type of a company that's very, very large down here. I kind of manage a division of that. So, and been staying very busy, but things are going very good.
Hey, Scott, you were actually just in Batavia, right, for Jim Kelly's golf tournament. I'm curious as to what that was like, seeing Jim and seeing the guys again, and then your overall thoughts on what he's been battling through here over the course of the last few years.
Well, I'll tell you, he's definitely been battling. I had actually come up for an event years ago and joined Jim. Did a signing, and during that time, he was taking some antibiotics, and things were bothering him a little bit. He thought he had a little dental issue, and got home. A week later, all this started. It wasn't, tooth infections, cancer, and he's had to address it three times, and this last time, I know it's... Been very tough on him, his family, but he has great support from his family, everybody around him, and the community as well. And as I said, he's a tough individual, presses on. It was great to be able to see him, a lot of the other players. And I think back, not just the football times, but mainly of just the great times we had together socially. And that was, again, an event where we could get together and just have a good time, relax, and we did that. So it was nice to get on that type of basis to get together.
Scott Norwood is our guest tonight. The Wings taking on Syracuse, and Scott will be there to sign autographs. Scott, when we talk about those teams, I mean, that's not every team in every generation that is just so close. Why is it from the Buffalo Bills, from the late 80s, early 90s, when you played, why are you guys still close to this day?
Well, that was one of the reasons, one of the main ingredients why we won. A lot of good quality character people. I think as a facet of that type of individual that looks back and cherishes what people do for you, and that's what that team was about. We were in it together, and so we look at each other as good friends. And over the years, we've kept in touch along those lines outside of football. What we attained there, but really a great group of people. I think that's really, football aside, that's what really comes to the fore when I get a chance to join those guys, as I do at least a couple times a year. See guys.
Yeah, Scott, I mean, you talk about the character of that team. I think that one of the
The 30 for 30 piece, The Four Falls of Buffalo, I think did a remarkable job of chronicling the characters on that team and the kind of fun that you guys were able to have during those winning seasons in Buffalo. How did you think that came out?
I absolutely. I did watch it. I've seen it a couple times, and I think it turned out terrific. I think it shifted things and emphasized that really, essentially, that was a group of players and what we achieved that were winners. There's no doubt about it. Winners on the field to get to four Super Bowls like that, you have to have great teams. Things in the end down the stretch, unusually, their 4 years just didn't pan out. And but that's no indication that it wasn't a great group of players, great abilities. And we also, as I remember, highlighted within that special that great fans, and that was really something to get a chance to. Back to Rochester. I know Rochester area supports the team greatly, and get a chance to share a little time with them. As always, what I was up there doing was kicking, not really for myself, essentially. I think I was kicking for the city, for the fans, and trying to go along for the ride in a great sense. It was a great, great team that we had back then.
Yeah, in that 30 for 30 special, Scott, you were with Bruce DeHaven, and now, well, sadly, Bruce isn't with us anymore, as you know, and neither is Ken Hall. I mean, what kind of perspective does that put into it, knowing that we're all not getting any younger here?
No, we're not. we're not, Gene, and I miss, I think of Bruce pretty frequently. A lot of different unusual things, kind of key your memory for people. But I'll get a cup of coffee that's Pete's coffee now and then. I run across it and have a cup of that, and I think you think of, associate that with Bruce. That was his favorite. So a lot of interesting things. I read some articles, interviews that he had done where I wasn't really with him. I knew he was battling. Things he actually told me right after that 30 that special there that was done for Buffalo, that they had just been diagnosed a couple weeks before with cancer. So it was right after that special they informed me, sort of down around that time period. And just a great man. Always have just the highest regard for him. And he's left a wonderful family behind also that I think of.
Scott Norwood joining the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia here on ESPN Rochester. You can meet him at the Rochester Red Wings home game tonight against Syracuse, 7:05. Scott, I'm curious as to how much you're following the team today, and if you are following the team today, if you have any thoughts on some of the offseason moves that the Bills have made, including, of course, the acquisition of Josh Allen with the 7th overall pick.
Well, I was actually sitting watching that coverage, the draft coverage early on. Didn't see the entire draft of the Bills, but saw some of the early picks. Of course, they're excited to get a top quarterback and some other great players there. And I think the team is coming in line even beyond that, beyond what they did in the draft. So many are pointed toward the quarterback position right now. I know that the new quarterback has gained some experience, has have another good veteran in there, and that'll all play itself out. And looking for a good, solid season. I think they have so many good elements that are in place there. And it reminds me of a time period that when I was there, we win a couple games. Ferragamo was our quarterback. We're struggling, battling, and all of a sudden, these guys named Jim Kelly and Bruce Smith, and Steve Tasker, and they all show up on the scene, and things turn quickly. So I think things have bounced here, and they got back to the playoffs last year, and I think they'll emerge as one of the top teams here this year, I think.
Scott, when you look at some of the salaries today, do you ever wish you kicked in a different era?
That was definitely something, Gene, I missed. I was right on the cusp of free agency really being put into effect. I retired. I can remember playing for 3-4 games and actually a strike there. It was then Rich Stadium. And we were trying to get a new collective bargaining agreement and less beholden to teams, particularly give us a little free agency, ability to move around, and it was something that's important, to experience a free market. And I just got incorporated at that point, but it really didn't have much effect until actually after I retired, and that was part of one of the main ingredients for this great explosion there in salaries.
Scott, you mentioned the great fans of Western New York Bills fans tonight. You're going to meet a lot of them as you'll be signing autographs. The Wings hosting Syracuse out at Frontier Field. Scott, many of us were out at the rally that day, the day after Super Bowl 25. I've always just been curious to ask you, if you dropped in from outer space, somebody might have thought, well, this team won. You know, just seeing all the fans, what was that like hearing your name chanted and everybody supporting you the day after Super Bowl 25?
It's amazing. But really, that just goes to the heart of the region there. I think as we look around our country, it's called the United States. But as you go around different regions, different states, people are all very different. You know, different areas are very different cultures, and the culture up there, Buffalo, including Rochester, is just one of the right perspective, I would say, on life. I had a good balance and a good take on things, and very grounded. Much of the area there is. Talked about, things have changed somewhat, but just blue collar, hard-working individuals. There aren't those all around the country, but known for it in the area, and that was something that I think has shaped the people in the area. You know, they know what life's about. You got the priorities straight, and like I said, good perspective, and that was really an indication of that, just the character of the area. That when it came back, that they didn't just not show up, or they didn't disparage me, and instead they lifted me up to support me, and also appreciated what the team had done, and that was something that you just I don't think have seen in any city before or since, and it's just an indication of the great people in the area, and the big picture, grand scheme of things. That's more important than any football game, just to go about your life like that. That's it's always great to get back and mix with people there in the area. I think really have a great affinity for everybody there.
Absolutely. The great Scott Norwood joining us here in the Sports Bar, Danger and Battaglia on ESPN Rochester. And Scott, tonight you'll have a stadium full of Rochester Red Wings fans looking forward to meeting you. Syracuse in town, 7:05. Chance to meet Scott Norwood, who joins us here in the Sports Bar.
Now, Scott, there's a lot of pressure tonight. You got to throw a strike. I mean, anything but a strike. And I don't know if we'll accept that tonight.
Well, I'm a pretty good athlete. Played a lot of sports. Did play baseball coming up through, actually. Went against the family grain, went to playing soccer, and ultimately it was a good choice because that led to kicking the footballs, which was a great time in my life. But my family, big baseball family, and actually my father just about made it with the Red Sox organization down in Sarasota. He was in a training camp down there, and my brother, an engineer out of UVA, he took a little time to try baseball. Also, I mentioned my father was a pitcher, and my brother was also a pitcher with the Milwaukee Brewers in minor leagues, trying to break in. Ultimately, all those guys traveling around trying to make it major. So I've got a little something in the genetics there that I'm sure I'll probably be able to get it. Certainly, I won't skip it.
It's in the DNA. We're expecting center of the plate out of you, Scott. No pressure whatsoever. You can do that.
There you go.
Rochester Red Wings tonight against Syracuse, 705 Frontier Field. You can meet Scott Norwood, who's been gracious with his time in joining us here on the Sports Bar, Danger and Battaglia. Scott, looking forward to seeing you, and thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, James. Great talking with you, and you might have a great day.
Scott Norwood. How great is he?
Yeah, great that he took some time with us, and if you're heading out the ballpark tonight and you grew up in that era of Buffalo Bills football, well, then get out to the park a little bit early tonight. You can meet Scott Norwood in the concourse before tonight's Red Wings game.
That's a guy that when you meet him, you just want to shake his hand and be like, yeah, great to meet that guy. A lot of adversity, fought through it, no worse for the wear, stronger than ever, lifted up, just great guy.
No. Again, the Buffalo Bills don't go to the second Super Bowl if Scott Norwood doesn't kick the field goal that puts the Bills up 10-0 in a 10-7 win over Denver in the AFC Championship game.
I love that conversation. We'll get it up for you and on demand shortly at ESPNRochester.com. And also, if you follow us on Twitter at ESPNRochester, you'll always know when on-demand audio from the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia is posted. Worth a follow at ESPNRochester. I'll drink to that is next, Gino.
Yeah, I'm going to have a different take here on Barry Trotz, who is a free agent. But, I mean, come on. I've heard some silly stuff here in the last 24 hours. Also, Danger, new artist renderings released by the city of Rochester.
You're
going to change our lives as sports fans.
Trying to get me fired up. I'm so chill and mellow today. You're really going to try and fire me up with some city talk? Come on.
You're going to take my bait.
Here we go.
Yum, 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 yum.
I'll drink to that is next. Stay in the sports bar. Danger and Battaglia. ESPN Rochester.
Push your bandwidth to the limit with ESPNRochester.com. Stream the sports leader on your computer. Read the latest rumblings from the Bills and rumors from the Sabres. Breaking news, expert analysis and opinion. We've got you covered. Plus on-demand audio and all of the best moments from the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia. Bookmark ESPNRochester.com. The online home of AM 950 and 95.7 FM, the sports leader, ESPN Rochester. Looking for the best sounding, most interactive way to listen to the sports leader? The radio.com app is the official new home of ESPN Rochester. Download it today and listen to us anytime, anywhere. Listen in your car via Apple CarPlay or Android Auto. Connect wirelessly on your smart speakers or just pop some earbuds in and take us with you everywhere. The radio.com app. Free to download, easy to use, and where you can find AM 950 and 95.7 FM, the sports leader, ESPN Rochester.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.